Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Champion, entrepreneur, dreamer, doer, all of the above. But whatever you are not an order taker. You do not go with the flow because you know why? Dead fish go with the flow. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast. Welcome back for your daily dose of motivation, inspiration, empowerment, all the way to the top as you go along your journey to Saturday. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate all the fans from all around the world. The show's blowing up. I mean, it really is, and I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm the host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. I'm simply stating facts. Is it okay to just tell the truth? Can we just tell the truth today? Great feedback to yesterday's show. Glad y'all liked it. Shared a story about wearing women's clothing, which is always a bit uncomfortable probably if you're a man and you're not used to wearing women's clothing. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek story. Nasty Nancy, yes, my first sales call ever in outside sales, and I ended up wearing her coat after the call. If you want to get all that great information, her reaction to it, why I did it, and all that good stuff, just listen to yesterday's show, June 10th, 2014. Today, though, is June 11th, 2014, the first day the Crowley girls do not have school this year. Really wild, man. Summer vacation starts today. I've barricaded myself down in my recording studio deep in the basement of the Crowley compound. All doors are locked, double locked, triple locked, kind of like an episode of Get Smart. And I'm ready to rock and roll with the show that I'm going to steal a Robert Frost quote from a poem by I love it. Ready? Because this really defines who we are, you and me, the entrepreneur. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I love that. I freaking love that poem because it really symbolizes your journey through everything that you're going through. You, if I had to guess, and you're listening to this show, maybe you haven't done it all the time, but you're thinking about doing it, you're in the process of doing it, you are going to take the road less traveled. You know you are. You have to. If you're going to survive and live life as an entrepreneur and make every day Saturday, you must take the road less traveled. The one that everybody else is going to take, they're going to take that nice, safe, secure, or what at least it appears to be that nice, safe, and secure road that doesn't have a lot of fear, doesn't have a lot of anxiety. It appears to have a lot of security. Some things appear to be guaranteed, and it just feels better. You know, it feels more what? The big C word that kills every dream. Comfortable. It feels so much more comfortable. You know, comfort kills. It's the title of one of my podcasts. Comfort kills. As I talked about a few weeks ago, it's like that bed you had in college or your early 20s where the springs are popped out of it and, you know, it folds up when you lay in it. But, oh, man, it feels awesome, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel really good to climb in that bed? And immediately it's like it puts you in a coma. You go right to sleep. Beautiful. Really what? It's really comfortable. But then try to get out of that bed. It ain't so easy, is it? You know, you're thinking, you're laughing. I know you are, because we've all had that bed either in high school or early college years at that point in time. It was really easy to get in, but really difficult to get out of. And that's a bad habit, too. But that's the road that is most traveled. It's comfortable road. You know, I'm asking you, and really, I don't think I'm begging you, but I'm imploring you to get uncomfortable and take the road less traveled. As I talked about yesterday, that was a fun podcast yesterday talking about that very first sales call I made when I went up to Watertown, New York. But, you know, that was the road less traveled. I had just spent 2 years in inside sales, and it was very comfortable. I was very good at it. Wasn't making any money. My base salary was $9,900. I was 22 years old, and I was in Buffalo, New York. Base salary, $9,900. Targeted earnings was $23,000. Woo! So that means if you hit 100% of your sales quota, you would stand to earn $23,000. But anyway, with all that being said, I got to realize real quick, there's a lot of people, they didn't want to leave telephone sales because as you stayed after a couple of years, you got a $1,000 raise every year. So after 5 years, you'd be making 14 grand. Your targeted earnings go up. And if you're really good, hitting 150, 200% of your objective, maybe you made 40, 50 grand as a telephone sales rep, which back in 1990, me thinking 50 grand, no college degree, I could have said, hey, sure, sign me up, man. 50 grand. I could see myself doing that. I mean, boy, my rent's only $300 a month. I got this jalopy of a car. Really got no debt, maybe $1,000 a month. All in. I'm in. I didn't want that. You don't want that. You don't want to stay comfortable. You want to take the road less traveled. When I took that assignment up in Watertown, New York, in that outside sales, I was uncomfortable. First of all, I'd never been to Watertown, New York ever in my life. And if you don't know where that is, it's about at the end of the world and just a little bit past that, okay? I mean, it is up there. And look at a map of upstate New York. I bet if you're not familiar, don't cheat now, but if you're not familiar with New York State, I guarantee you have no idea where Watertown is. I mean, it's up by Canada, Lake Ontario. Wild, man. But anyway, that was uncomfortable for me to do that. But I immediately raised my base from $9,900 to $35,000. So just by saying yes, I'll go with my little Boston Terrier, Petey, who looked like Petey from the Little Rascals, had one black eye and one white one. And I'll go up there, drive 3 hours from Buffalo, where I know absolutely nobody. I'll get an apartment, and I'll start calling on local business and selling Yellow Page ads. And then I'll go drive across the top of upstate New York through Watertown and Malone and all the way over to Plattsburgh, Saranac Lake, Lake Placid. Maybe you heard of Lake Placid where they had the 1980 Olympics. That's where I was selling Yellow Page advertising. Ended up staying in Plattsburgh, New York for a couple of years, selling ads up there. All of that was so I could take the road less traveled to get more income, adding more value. Look, if I didn't add any more value, if I didn't sell ads or anything like that for the company, they'd just fire me. I knew the relationship. I was really crystal clear on it. But then I got back to Buffalo and started making 60 grand, 70 grand. And then in 1997, I had a decision to make right after my mom died. My mom died July of 1997. And I got the call to come to Cincinnati, Ohio. They were just building our new office here, and they needed to relocate some of the better sales reps in. And I said, yeah, sure. Was recently engaged, hadn't even been married yet. Angela and I were still engaged. And I said, you coming? Said, yeah, I'll go. So let's go. It's a brand new adventure. See, everything should really feel like an adventure. Everything should feel fresh. When things start to get stale and stagnant, you got to shake it up. And even these are a lot of people. Even if you're listening, making 50, 60, 70,000, 100 grand a month, and I know I got listeners of the show that are making that kind of money, but you listen to the show because you want to continue to be motivated, okay? And that's the thing. Money isn't going to keep you motivated at all, you know? Money isn't going to shake you up. Yeah. I love the quote by Jim Carrey, you know, who says, I wish everybody could have all the money and all the fame that they want so they can understand that that just is not going to make them happy. When you take the road less traveled that we're talking about today on today's show, it's going to challenge you. Sure, it's going to challenge you. It's going to stretch you. It's going to get you more focused. It's going to make you better. It's going to help you deliver more value. But man, it's going to make life so much more exciting. When I landed here in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'd never been to Ohio. Not once. I can't think of one time besides when I was going to Penn State, Erie, and Conneaut, Ohio was about a half hour away, and the drinking age was 19. Okay, this was 1986, 1987, and I was 19 years old. So Pennsylvania, the drinking age was 21. Boy, the show's going down again. Here we go, way off the reservation again. But I'm just trying to tell you, that was the only time I'd ever been. They had Drink and Drown Night at Dr. Feelgood's in Conneaut, Ohio in 1986, 1987. And it was bring whatever you can put a handle on and they'll fill it for 50 cents. Some dudes are engineering guys. They would weld on a handle to like a flower pot and give it to the bartenders. Yeah, fill it up with straws. How about that? Straws. PBR me, ASAP. Milwaukee's best. Meisterbrau. Oh, all the cheap beers. But anyway, God, this went south. I was hoping to at least bring you a show that had some value, but I derailed it quick. But that was the only time I believe I'd ever been to Ohio. So I landed in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1997 with my fiance, Angela, and just started selling. I didn't even know where Main Street was. I mean, we're talking now a population of 1 million people, Cincinnati, you know, greater Cincinnati, all the suburbs and everything. And immediately I had to go do what? Same thing I was doing in Watertown, New York, calling on businesses. How did I get there? Grab the map. I remember one guy telling me, I said, yeah, he was a TV repair. And he had a big, big ad. He was spending maybe $3,000 a month in a phone book. And he goes, yeah, I'm on Coleraine Avenue. Just come on out, 6755 or some address like that. Coleraine Avenue, just come on out. I'm like, yeah, okay. Can you just tell me where Coleraine Avenue is? He goes, are you serious? It's the biggest street in the entire tri-state area. Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, tri-state area here. He goes, Coleraine Avenue goes from downtown Cincinnati all the way up 30 miles north. How the hell do you not know where Coleraine? I said, hey, no worries, dude. I'll figure it out. We had maps in the back of the phone book, and that's what I used to get around Cincinnati. But you know what? Here's what I had going for me. I'd already been to Watertown when I was 22 years old, up through Malone, Saranac Lake, Lake Placid, Plattsburgh, all that area. Had the same people telling me the same thing. You don't know where Main Street and Plattsburgh is. How do you think you're going to get there, eh? No worries. I'll find it. Thought maybe you could help me out, but it's all good. No worries. I'll get there. See you at noon. I didn't care what it took. I was going to take the road less traveled. So I met the guy out on Coleraine Ave, handled his advertising, sold him a little bit. We became actually, he became a funny customer of mine, and he liked me in a weird way. I think he hated spending money, but he enjoyed my crazy stories. I think I was even podcasting back then. You know, I just didn't even really know it. I was just sharing the same old stories about life with my customers. And that has been the secret to success, at least for me, the success that I've had in sales, is authenticity, being the exact same person when I walk through the door to see a customer when I'm selling, is the exact same person I am when I'm on my podcast, on my website, on my YouTube videos, on everything, on stage, or having a beer or eating dinner at my kitchen table. I'm the same person 24/7. Now, am I different with emotions if you catch me at a football game or a basketball game or maybe reading stories to my daughter? You know, those are a whole gamut of emotions. That changes. But what doesn't change is the authentic individual who you are. And guys, this stuff is pure gold, you know, because what I'm sharing with you is I'm giving you permission to take the road less traveled. I'm letting you know that all the fear you have, all the anxiousness you have, and all the worry that you have, it isn't going to be realized. What you're going to realize, you're going to say, wow, that's amazing. There's a whole new world out there that I would not have discovered had I not decided to take the road less traveled. And I look back, man, I'm 46 years old in 20... Boy, this is a tough one. Hold on, everybody. I'm a 46-year-old man. 18 days. Oh, my God. I'm looking at June 11th. Let's see. June 29th minus June 11th. Oh, and hey, save all the birthday gifts you were sending along to me. No need to spoil me with gifts on June 29th, okay? Maybe we'll have a special birthday podcast. Hey, by the way, I can't believe I've gone this far in the show. Not to remind you, get on over to iTunes and Stitcher.com, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. That's a new one, so if you left a review on iTunes, it doesn't roll over to Stitcher Radio. iTunes first, Stitcher second. Leave a great review for the show, 5-star review for the Everyday Saturday podcast. Mainly, it helps other people find the show, and it helps us get ranked up there, and it gets the good mojo for you, good karma coming back to you, and for the show. I really appreciate that. That's all I ask. We're advertiser free right now, sponsor free right now. So we don't even pitch you with any, products or anything. Just ask you to leave reviews. So I'm asking you to take the road less traveled on this podcast because I look back, as I said, I'm going to be 46 years old, 22. That's 24 years. I've always been pushing the envelope. And hey, I'll be real honest with you. It didn't all work out all the time perfect. It never does. You know, that's just life though. I mean, you're going to have 98 failures to realize those two huge wins that you just sit back and those are the ones you think about. You know, you know what's funny is what I found is the failures really don't sting as much because time makes those go away. But time doesn't make the great memories go away of all the wins. Isn't that wild? Like, think of your biggest failures and immediately you put yourself maybe back in that spot, but you don't feel as bad. You don't feel as much of a loser as you did back when it was going on. You know what I mean? Whether you filed bankruptcy, got divorced, or just went through a terrible time in your life, 10, 20 years removed from that, the sting is gone. Even death in the family. My mom died July 7th, 1997, 17 years ago. God, I can't even believe that. If you ever lost a parent or a loved one, how amazing is it? And I don't even know, that's not good or bad. It's just a word that comes to my mind, amazing, that it feels like it was yesterday. You know what I mean? You lose a dad, you lose a mom, brother, sister, God forbid you lose a child, but I know that happens. But that one would be tough. That would be something I probably would never, ever recover from. But losing a parent, it feels like yesterday, you know? And I think back, and even that, the sting has gone away. The initial time, I didn't sleep. I drank a lot. I put myself in a dark place for 30, 60 days. Almost called off my marriage. I couldn't believe that my mom, the only parent I really grew up with, was dead. I mean, I couldn't even grasp it. I went to see priests and pastors and counselors, and I'm like, what the hell is going on, man? Where is she? Like, why is she not here, and where is she now? And I guess that's an episode for a whole different day, but it's just wild. That doesn't sting as much now. Think about her every day, but the hurt is gone. The hole in my heart has healed up, and I'm sure it has for you if you've lost a loved one. If you've gone through a business failure or anything like that, but if you've won big time, maybe you've, I don't know, think of your biggest business success, or think of the biggest success you've had as a parent. If your child has graduated college, that pride never goes away. Graduates high school, that pride never leaves. Matter of fact, you're probably more proud now than you were when it happened 10, 20 years ago. Think of your own accomplishments, winning championships in sports or academics, or finding that, you know, the true love and of your life, the person, or maybe it's a business that you started that has blessed so many people and the value is amazing. That stays with you. You know what I mean? Much longer than the failure stays with you. And I think that's something to really think about, that no matter what you're going through right now, how hard it is, and look, I get your emails, I get your tweets, I get your messages. I know some of you are going through some times that we wouldn't wish on our worst enemy, but that's going to go away. It's absolutely going to go away because time's going to make it go away. Now, the feeling is going to dull down. That's even better. Like that anxiety, that hurt, those sleepless nights, all that, that's going to go away. Why don't you focus, instead of thinking about that, focus on the great accomplishment that you want to have happen in the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, the business you're going to launch, the movement you're going to create, and let that now start to take over your body, your mind, and your spirit, and see if you don't have the most productive next 30 days of your life ever. You tell me. Report back. Hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Hit me up anyway at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I mean, what are you doing all day that you can't hit me up one time? Send me a nice tweet at Sam Crowley. Let me know you're listening. What's going on in your life, man? I want to know, all the Everyday Saturday podcast listeners, where are you and what are you doing? And also, have you taken the road less traveled, or are you planning to take the road less traveled? The answer to the second one is definitely yes. And just remember, two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.